You're with SBS Radio.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
So I have two very young politicians from India, Mr. Milind Deora and Sachin Pilot. So welcome to Australia, both of you. So what brings you to Australia, first of all?
Well, we are here as part of a visit organized by the Indian Overseas Congress, by a very dynamic leader of the Indian Overseas Congress, Mr. Manoj Sheeran, who invited Mr. Pilot and myself to come here and exchange views with different stakeholders in Australia, from political leaders, business leaders, and of course the Indian community. Earlier in the day, we both addressed the Australia-India Institute at the University of Melbourne. So it's a great moment for us to...
Not a hardcore political visit before the election, is
it? Well, no, it's. I mean, in some ways it is political, but it's... Although we are from the Congress Party and we are from the opposition in the Government of India today, we are here to give a message to Australia, and whether it's to the Indian community in Australia, whether it's to political leaders across parties, that regardless of which party is in power in India, the India-Australia relationship remains strong, remains vibrant, and that we expect the same from the political leadership in Australia.
Can we jump straight to the election questions, because India is in pretty much an election mode? So what are the mood within the Congress party? We know 2014 hasn't been a very pleasant outcome for Congress. Mr. Pilot, if you can answer that. How is the party getting up now
for 2019? The Lok Sabha elections are now less than a year away, and the Congress president and the Congress party are fully ready to face that challenge. What's very important is now that the narrative in India is about asking the critical questions about the promises made to the people of India. 4.5 years later, do we have the kinds of commitment that were made? Have they been honoured? Have they been delivered? There is a huge agrarian crisis in India. The kinds of social indicators that were expected to really look up hasn't really happened. And now many leaders and parties in the opposition have realised that we must come together. Don't forget, 2014, even though the BJP NDA got a full majority, they only polled 30% of the vote. That means 70% of the vote was against the ruling incumbent. So therefore, there is a large landscape that needs to be harvested by the opposition parties, and the Congress is in the lead to take all like-minded parties along together. The elections should be fought not on personality issues, but really on national issues, issues that matter to the people. So Congress is really ready. The organization is really gearing up. We have 3 or 4 important state elections before the Lok Sabha elections. My state of Rajasthan goes to polls in December, along with Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh. So party is fully ready. I think it's the time for reckoning, for people to decide who will be leading India in the next 5 years. So Congress is fully ready.
The question is the Congress leader, the leader of the Congress party, ready?
Always has been, and I think you'll see in the last 3 or 4 years, especially in the last 9 or 10 months since Mr. Gandhi became the Congress president, there has been a realization within the political circles as well as the media and other sources that the asking the tough questions, making the government accountable inside of the parliament and outside of parliament is the job of the opposition. And once we do that job, you can be rebuked, you can be belittled, but you cannot avoid asking those questions. So after a certain period of time, the mask is coming off. And I don't want to get too much into domestic politics, but I can tell you this much, that the Congress party, along with other parties, is fully ready to take on the challenge of 2019. And I'm very confident that we will have a new dispensation next year.
Rahul Gandhi became the president of the Congress. A lot of people said that he became the president because of his surname rather than anything else. A lot of people do hold this belief very, very strongly. What do you have to say about that? I mean, there are many capable young leaders such as you two gentlemen. So how does the Congress party defend its position as being a very, very dynastic party?
See, this is something for the Congress party and for any political party to decide internally. There was a due process which was followed where a democratic election took place, and if tomorrow there was any particular leader who felt they were more capable, equally capable, they could have contested the election. So these are more of just political spins. I think right now what is very important to the people of India politically is that, as we were saying earlier in the day at the Australia-India Institute, there is severe agrarian distress. There is a severe problem of economic growth slowing down.
These issues have always been there, but then in elections in India, things don't work that way. I mean, the last election we saw that it was a personality election, Namo versus Raga.
What we are trying to tell the people of India is that in 2014, the people were swayed by personalities. Mm-hmm. And personalities are important, personas are important, but the real issues are far more important in an election. And we are trying to tell the people that what are the issues that matter to them the most. Today, women's safety is a very important political issue. It has nothing to do with personality A or personality B. Unemployment is a very serious political issue. It has nothing to do with personality A or personality B. So what we are trying to do at a constructive level is, rather than making it about personality or responding to questions and barbs about personalities, we are trying to present a new narrative to the nation.
Is that because there seems to be a mismatch at the top of both the parties, that Rahul Gandhi, it's a perception that Rahul Gandhi cannot win a personality war with Narendra Modi?
Well, because we have never done personality politics. And I remember, you know, when Mr. Pilot and I contested our first Lok Sabha election in 2004, at the time, Mrs. Sonia Gandhi was the party president. Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ji was the Prime Minister of India. Again, I was hearing similar questions from journalists like yourself. And a month or 2 months later, the whole narrative changed. So people of India are smart. People of India are aware of these kind of things. Certainly in 2014, the personality issue took center stage. But we are trying to, as I said, constructively present a view that is a counter narrative. And in terms of what is our plan to give jobs to people, what is our plan to protect women, those are the kind of issues we are trying to focus on.
It also seems that Rahul Gandhi is trying to change the brand Congress in the party as well. I mean, it used to be, it's a grand old party. I mean, it's a very cliched word, although, but then it was also said to be the party of grand old men, but which is now changing. He's also trying to change the way perhaps the politics is conducted. Very recent events, he went to the Prime Minister and hugged and also said that we won't resort to the politics of hate, rather politics of love. So do you also sense that party is changing within itself and a narrative, they are trying to change the narrative?
A party that does not change along with times will fall by the wayside. The idea of a political party is to represent the current aspirations and expectations of a variety of people in our society. And the Congress understands very clearly that it's the young people that have to be given the opportunity and platforms to deliver. Mr. Gandhi's politics is dictated by what India is today and where India should go today. It's not about the politics of religion or divisive politics or of violent nature. We've seen in India, sadly, many instances of hate crime and mob lynching and stuff, which is something unbecoming of a civilized country like ours. So therefore, it's important political parties and political leaders across the spectrum support the positivity in our society as opposed to built on the fault lines. So elections are, like you said, you know, personality based ho sakte hain, but in my view, at what point do we start caring about our future and about our generations? We have to look at the important issues that Milind talked about, right? Education, unemployment, jobs, farmers, young people. Unke bare mein we have to really think about that.
When Rahul Gandhi talks of hate and, you know, mob lynching and everything, people feel that there is also a need, if Rahul Gandhi wants to build a new party, he also needs to address the past of the Congress party, which also involves perhaps the most unfortunate events that are attributed to the Congress party, the 1984 NTC carnage. Do you think Rahul Gandhi should be more forthcoming and taking responsibility or to accept at least that congressmen were involved and he's sorry for that?
Let me say this. No less than the Prime Minister of India, Dr. Manmohan Singh, on the floor of the House, has apologized for the events that happened in 1984. And he said that I hang my head in shame and I apologize for the things that happened. Now, that's something that Dr. Manmohan Singh did after 30 years of that incident happening. Does the current incumbent Prime Minister have the same courage to talk about what happened perhaps, let's say, in Gujarat, for example? So we can keep talking about the past. It was a very sad incident in the history of our country. We have all felt that it's something that we regret so much. And the law is taking its course. People, those who are... Well, sadly, that's how some of the processes have taken long. But nobody in the Congress party or anybody in India can ever stand for the kind of violence that we witnessed. But that's not to say that it can justify future violence incidences. Just because it happened in the past, we regret it. I think it's a very sad day that those things happened. And every day, the Indian population, Indian political leaders feel regret about that. But you cannot justify current violence by stating ki 84 mein hua tha, 2002 mein hua tha. That's a wrong way of doing things.
SBS Radio. SBS.com.au.